Its current state. Good morning, I'm Mark Bayshore. Brooklyn-based artist Ato Otatigbe's exhibit Loss Prevention opens today here in East Lansing at the Lookout Gallery. And Ato Otatigbe will be in residency at the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities beginning today and through the 26th. That is in Snyder Phillips Hall, the Lookout Gallery, okay? Snyder Phillips Hall here at Michigan State University. The exhibit of Otatigbe's work, which uses multiple media, including sculpture, video, and complex software, runs through February 25th, and we're delighted to have artist Ato Otatigbe in our current state studios. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Tell us about your, well, I'll tell you what, we spoke briefly with Congressman Mike Rogers just a few minutes ago. You are an American who grew up, as I understand it, in the United States for most of your life.
Yes.
But both of your parents are native Nigerians. Do I have that right?
Yes.
What's your take on all the instability in Africa? I know Nigeria is not exempt from instability these days. We were just talking with Congressman Rogers about it. What's your take on Africa's role in the world right now?
That's a huge question that has a lot of different segments to it.
Sure.
A lot of different issues sort of collide when you talk about conflict in Africa and instability in Africa, past and present. My main concern right now with a lot of the conflicts that are going on in Africa are the human rights issues.
Okay.
The issues that people who are displaced as a result of these conflicts face, whether they're displaced internally or externally.
Okay. Very good. Now let's talk about your exhibit. Describe some of the pieces. It's called Loss Prevention. Tell us about the theme of the exhibit and describe a few pieces for us.
Sure. Loss prevention is a term that you hear sometimes in department stores when you're talking about security or prevention of theft and things of that nature. And I always saw that term growing up, and I thought it could be ascribed to much more noble things when you talk about loss, when you consider loss in our spectrum of human existence. So in loss prevention, I find ways through my practice as an artist to depict loss or to discuss the prevention of loss.
And a lot of this involves tragedies. A lot of this involves some degree of devastation, but you try to find something positive within that.
A lot of the work is related to different personal tragedies that I've experienced throughout my life and using my work to find a way to work through them and to better understand them. So just me as a person can move forward and develop as an artist and a human being, but also I look out into the world and sort of relate some of those issues to my work. I've been sort of in communication with quite a few artists in Egypt, so there's a piece in the show called Outer Sides where we use the door as a metaphor for communication between America and Egypt.
There's a vote in Egypt this week on that country's constitution, which is going to be a pretty big deal this week. I can't help but flash on that since you mentioned Egypt. But you also talk a lot about rituals in your work. How do you see the various cultural dances that we partake in every day? How does ritual fit in with your work as a pattern?
Yeah, ritual is a form of practice, and it's meant to represent something. It could be religious in nature, it could be spiritual in nature, it could be personal in nature. But that act, or those set of actions that you turn into a ritual, are really important for, sometimes in my work, memorializing things and discussing remembrance.
Okay. You've described race relations in the United States as a dance or a ritual. Tell me more about that. You have this interesting self-portrait in a hoodie that plays off this a bit. It involves the Trayvon Martin controversy.
Yeah, definitely. The name of there's a triptych, so there are three pieces that I call Becoming Visible. And in each of the three pieces, I use a form of carving that creates sort of a holographic effect or a lenticular effect when you walk by them. So if you look at the pieces straight on, you can't make up this image, this self-portrait of me wearing a hoodie. But you have to sort of walk around the image in order for my face to come into focus. So I had the images in another gallery once, and someone mentioned to me, hey, you have to sort of dance around these images in order to understand them. It's sort of how people dance around the conversations about race in this country. A lot of that's because, for Trayvon Martin in particular, I chose to put on the hoodie because it's a form of protest now. A lot of people think the hoodie's like a negative image when you talk about African-American men, but since the Trayvon Martin incident, a lot of different people donned a hoodie as a form of protest to say that, you know, this violence that's happening against black men in this country has to stop.
We're talking with polymedia artist Ato Otutigbe, whose exhibit, Loss Prevention, opens today in East Lansing at the Lookout Gallery. Find that work in Snyder Phillips Hall at Michigan State University. You've said that you're not comfortable using humor in your work, but I have to admit, I got a kick out of the mousetrap piece that I saw a picture of last night. You created a 20 times replica of a Victor pest control mousetrap, and you put yourself in the mousetrap. It seems that people could approach that piece with a certain ironic sense of humor. It could be a lot about oppression. You could read a lot into that piece, but humor is one thing that you could almost see in that piece. Correct?
You're definitely right. I mean, I live in New York, so it's a bit of a play on the rat race in New York and getting trapped in it. But also, it's an entry point into the work, and it's an entry point into lots of more complex conversations that you're alluding to about oppression. And in particular, I have one image of that, of the piece that I call Victory, and there's no bait in the rat trap, but I'm still stuck in it. So that alone can lead into many other conversations.
You have a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering from MIT. You've got a master's in the field from Stanford, two very strong, can I say rigid institutions. And then you went to what's called a trans art institute, which calls itself an unschool based on learning through life experiences rather than through the institutional educational framework. That sounds like a drastic shift. Has your educational transition redefined for you what education is or can be?
Definitely. As you mentioned, MIT was extremely theoretical in mechanical engineering. Then I went to Stanford, and my focus was more on design, so it became a little more hands-on. Then I went to TransArt, you know, years later, and my course of study was low residency. So part of it was me making work out of my studio and having my advisor come to my studio for critiques. And then the other part involved workshops in Berlin. So I got to spend the summer in Berlin, Germany, which is a booming art capital right now, meeting different artists, making work out there. So I look at education very differently, especially through TransArt, because I used sort of my experience in life and research to develop my art practice. Instead of just responding to things, I developed different ways of understanding how I could process what I was experiencing and what I was reading about in the news and things of that nature, and then turn that into my artwork.
As someone who thinks deeply about cultural hybridity, I guess might be the word, and you yourself have said that being an American raised kid of Nigerian parents and heritage, that there are cultural rituals that compete for influence. What criteria did you use early on to decide which ones make the most sense as you were forming your identity?
Well, definitely. When I was young, my parents, they came to the United States from Nigeria for education. They were students here, and I was actually born in Buffalo, New York, while my mother was in graduate school. So education has always been very important in my family. And I think that formed a lot of my early views. I was always reading a lot as a young child, and I was really into science, really into science fiction and things of that nature. And I believe those early experiences and just I call it motivation from my parents, because they didn't really force me to do anything. They never really had to tell me to do my homework. I was interested in actually doing it. And that got me interested in science and math. And then I said I wanted to be an inventor, and then that got me interested in MIT. And then I got more interested in my artwork when I was at MIT, and then that got me interested in more being an artist. So it's sort of been, for me, a natural progression.
We're just about out of time, unfortunately. But what's it like to you knowing your exhibit will be at Snyder Phillips Hall, a residence hall? What's it like for you knowing so many young eyes will be on your work?
I think it's great. While installing the show, I got to learn more about the residence hall and how the dynamics work in there. I make work to dialogue with people, so I think it's great that my work is going to be in a space where people are actually living as well, so they can have more opportunity to interact with it than just in a normal gallery setting.
Our community is really worked up about the opening of the Broad Art Museum. I'm curious if you've already walked through. I hope you plan on going if you haven't walked through.
I definitely plan on going. I have only been here a couple of days installing the show, so I haven't been inside the actual facility yet, but I've driven past it several times, and I'm very much fascinated by the architecture alone.
The building alone. Yeah. I think your eyes are going to be opened by a lot of the pieces in there. It's created a sensation here in Lansing.
I heard there's a great video art show in there right now.
I
want to check out.
Exactly. Ato Otutigbe is a polymedia artist, American-raised, but his exhibit Loss Prevention opens today in East Lansing at the Lookout Gallery in Snyder Phillips Hall here at Michigan State University. Thank you.
Thank you.